Hello, this is Kate.
Hi, is Josh available?
Oh, yep, here he is.
Hello, this is Josh.
Hi, Josh. This is Nicole with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Oh, good. How are you doing?
Good. You had requested a callback around this time. Is this still a good time for you?
Oh, yeah, this works.
Okay, yep. Perfect. So it looks like you had requested information on our working capital program.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I have.
And this is for Great Ape Capes, or Crepes, I'm sorry.
Crepes. Crepes.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
And you're still at 625 Euclid Avenue?
Yep, that's our main location. We have
that's
two locations, actually.
Oh, okay.
But that's where we collect all of our mail.
Oh, okay. And how long have you had the business?
Over 3 years now.
3 years.
Three.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And are you the sole owner there?
I'm in the process of becoming the sole owner, yes.
Okay. So there's multiple owners at this point?
Yeah, there's two. There's my soon-to-be ex-wife and myself. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but we're getting ready to, separate the business out into just my name.
Okay, I see. And what did you need the working capital for? What would you be using that for?
Well, that's part of the buyout is part of it. So basically, what we're doing is we have these two restaurants and we have two mobile operations, a food truck and a food cart.
Okay.
And basically what I'm doing is I'm buying her out of the business and
okay.
giving her the food truck and keeping the restaurants.
Okay.
So, and I'm looking to expand into Missoula next. I don't know where you guys are located.
California.
You're familiar with Montana. I'm California. Okay.
Okay.
So the next town over is Missoula, and
okay.
I'm looking to expand another restaurant there.
Okay.
So that's what I'm looking for the capital for, honestly.
Okay. Perfect. And did you have an amount in mind?
I need about $200,000 to open up another restaurant.
Okay. And what is the time? What is the time frame for all of this? When would you need the funding? Pretty soon, or?
Yeah, I'd like to start the process by the fall. I've been looking at different locations, working with realtors in Missoula. I've been going down there about every week or so to talk with the realtors and look for spaces.
Okay.
So in order to, sign a lease and realistically move forward, I would need the capital by this fall.
Okay. So there's no immediate need for the capital right now to buy out your wife and all of that?
Sooner the better, honestly. I mean, it's kind of just dragging on, to be honest with you, but, yeah.
Okay. Because we do a lot of different
mm-hmm.
types of financing here, but we do equipment financing.
Okay.
So if you need any equipment for the new location, we could help you out with that. But terms of just the unsecured capital, which you can really use for whatever you want, we don't follow
mm-hmm.
the money or anything like that, we can have that funded within a few days. So it's a really quick process.
Okay.
In terms of getting that to you. Now, what did the business do for gross revenue last year?
Let me pull up my information here. I can get you exact numbers or also just be an estimate.
Just a ballpark figure is fine.
Okay, just around 400,000 last year.
Okay.
That was just with our one location.
Okay.
We just opened our second location 4 months ago, and the food truck is in operation as of tomorrow. So.
Okay.
And
what have you been averaging the past few months in monthly revenue?
Monthly revenue?
Yeah, now that you have the other location up and running.
Right. Let me pull this up real quick.
Okay. Just a ballpark figure is fine.
Okay. About 50,000.
Okay.
Per month. Mm-hmm.
All right. So what I think that we would be able to offer for our unsecured capital program is about probably, it's usually about 10 to 15% of your yearly gross revenue. But we look at what you're doing now as well.
Okay.
So you may get approved for around, let's say, up to $65,000, maybe, you know, a little bit more, but probably around that range. And then that would be an initial loan amount.
Sure.
If you want to do equipment separately, that wouldn't come out of that amount. We could do that separately. But just for unsecured cash,
it would not.
That would be a separate loan.
Okay.
But this would just be unsecured cash. We just wire it directly to you. You can use it for whatever you want. And then the repayment term on this program would be anywhere between 3 months and a couple of years.
Wow.
Anywhere between there. Yeah. It's going to be shorter than our equipment financing, which can go out to 5 years, only because it's unsecured. We don't have any collateral to hang on to, so it's a little bit more risk involved. And so that's why you'll see it's a little bit shorter, but you would have the option to renew or refinance the loan halfway through.
Mm-hmm.
So although it might be
okay.
2 years, in 1 year you could extend the loan back out and get additional funding if you wanted to.
Okay. And what is how do you determine interest rates?
So the rates on this, and you won't see an APR, there's a fixed cost to the funds. We look at credit. We look at certain industries. Yours is not as restricted as some others, but we'll look at that. And then we look at the general cash flow of the business. People that, you know, have a little better credit and their revenues are strong, they're going to qualify for something better. But we'll usually see a range, usually about 10 cents on the dollar. And it could go up to, you know, 25 cents on the dollar, anywhere in between. We kind of give you different options to choose from in terms of, you know, overall payback.
All right.
So
Okay. Do
you think that's something that would help you out?
Yeah, oh, definitely. You know, I was kind of skeptical. I was looking up, you know, different loan options. I've checked with some local banks here. The thing that's kind of turned me off with working with these guys is they really want us to leverage up pretty much everything that we own, like, you know, our food truck, our mobile operation.
They want to do like a blanket lien on all your assets.
On absolutely everything, and they wouldn't even give us very much, to be honest with you, just because, I mean, we've been in operation for 3 years, but I guess that's not quite long enough for them still. So,
yeah.
But I do need more capital than they would give us, so...
Besides
all you guys.
And then in terms of equipment, it's not based off your revenue. So we can go up to, I would say, $75,000 to $150,000. And with just application only, which we only look at a couple months of bank statements, and that's it. Yeah. Once it goes over $150,000, we need full financials. So if you keep it under there, it's a pretty smooth process.
Okay.
And the pricing's a lot better on equipment financing because it's secured by the equipment itself as collateral.
Right, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's pretty much how it works. Do you want me to email you what I need to get you approved for the working capital program?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. So I'll email you what I need. It's going to be 6 months business bank statements. Your most recent tax return and a one-page application. And then we can issue you an approval with different term options and kind of go from there.
So you'll send me this information in
email. Yeah, I'm
going
to email it to you. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I have greatapecrepes@gmail.com.
That's it. Yep.
Okay. Perfect. Well, I'll send this off shortly. Did you have any other questions?
I don't think so as of now.
Okay.
No.
All right. Sounds good. Well, hopefully we can help you out with this.
Yeah, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right. So thanks for the call.
Yeah, no problem. I'll send this over shortly. Thank you.
Sounds good.
Thank you. Bye.